Yes, indeed, and we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with each of you in all the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we enter into this conversation, we do welcome you to our delicious series that is all about instant manifestation, and this is where we begin. All manifestation is instantaneous. Simply put, when you have an idea, it manifests immediately into your reality. Almost always, that manifestation is vibrational in nature first, and then it becomes physical. There are occasions when you will have a physical manifestation that is immediately after the vibrational manifestation. But all ideas are vibrational in nature first, and then upon your allowing of the idea to be what you want it to be, becomes physical. Now, your physical reality, while it is very grand and magnificent and wonderful, is merely a subset of your vibrational reality. It's a much smaller aspect of the much larger series and set and collection of ideas that you have been having throughout your entire life. Your vibrational reality is always representing the very best possible version of any idea that you have or have ever had. And as such, what you will find in your vibrational reality are the manifestations of ideas long ago held that you might not even remember from a conscious perspective, but very much alive and very much vibrant. And when you croak, you will experience the fullness of this vibrational reality as it manifests through the experience of the unconditional love that is the basis of it all. And that's really where we want to begin with this entire series. It is important to say that all manifestation is instantaneous. And we know that a series of conversation that's about instant manifestation would be about the physical manifesting. But we want to remind you that all physical manifestations, all vibrational manifestations, are expressions of unconditional love sculpted in such a way based upon what you yourself are wanting, what your preferences are, what your beliefs are, what your thoughts are, what you think is possible, what you think is not possible, what you would rather have, what you would rather not have, what you absolutely, wondrously delight in, and what you absolutely, powerfully despise. The combination of all of these things is what makes your reality unique to you. But everything that you experience, including the things that you don't like, are expressions of unconditional love. That's the best place to start when we are talking about something as very leading edge as the idea of instant manifestation. Because you're quite capable of allowing just about anything that you want to find its way into physical manifestation nearly instantaneously if you follow the allowing of whatever it is and step away from the idea that you have to control, fix, or figure out what you've been thinking about. Anytime that you get involved with the manifestation of something and you begin to say, well, I don't have it yet, you're not going to get instant manifestation. Anytime you get involved with the manifestation of something and you say, it's not complete or I'm not sure, you're not going to get instant physical manifestation. What you will have, however, is a refining and defining of the idea in vibrational terms. But we really want to focus on the nature of what is happening as an expression of unconditional love. So to do so, we start really at the beginning of who you are. You are an unlimited being of light who has temporarily taken shape through the physical form that you identify as your body. You've created a personality that is quite wonderful, that has developed over many years based upon your powerful personal preferences. These have developed over the years because of the contrast of conflicting thoughts that you have had about everything that you have ever encountered. Part of the reason why you have conflicting thoughts about things is because there are times when you really do have your own take on something, and this is very simplified, and there are times then when you tap into some thought that comes to you from the collective consciousness. The physical reality that you inhabit through your body is uniquely yours. The people that you know in this physical reality, you only know the version of them that's a match to you. And as such, when you are blending reality with other people, and you are experiencing similar events and similar ideas and similar experiences and similar manifestations, you're never actually experiencing the same thing. So if you and your friend are in a room and you're looking at an apple, you're looking at your version of the apple and they're looking at their version of the apple, and you're looking at your version of the apple in your reality as an expansion and an extension of the unconditional love that flows through all apples, as is your friend, but you're not looking at the same apple at all. It might actually even have different characteristics that you would not be able to tell each other about because of the ways in which you masterfully blend reality together. So if your apple was red and your friend's apple was yellow, you would see a red apple and your friend would see a yellow apple, but if you had a conversation about it, your friend would just hear you talking about how yellow the apple was, where you would hear your friend talking about how red the apple was. The reason why we bring this up is because when we discuss the fact that you are an extension and an expression, and are, as are all the ideas that are in manifested form, of unconditional love, it is unconditional in the sense that there is no objective reality that you're measuring against. Yet that is the one thing that is the most hampering to instant manifestation, is you checking and double checking to make sure that it's okay with other people for you to have what you want. Sometimes in the most obvious of ways, and sometimes in very, very subtle ways. But if you can remember that everything that you experience is an expression of unconditional love in one way or another, when you're thinking about something that you have great affinity for, an idea, a situation, an experience, a kind of relationship, something that you want but that you don't have, at least not in current physical form, and you want to move yourself into the having of that, it is helpful to remember that all things are an expression of unconditional love, including your desire to have that thing or experience, situation, or relationship. Part of the reason why many of you would be interested in the topic of instant manifestation is because you're a bit impatient with what you have, and that's actually quite fine. We're going to use that impatience a bit throughout this series of conversations, and we're going to intentionally leverage it, because you can turn impatience into laser focus if you want to, simply by deciding that it really is okay for you to have what you do actually want. And we want to invite you to really think about what that means. That it really is completely okay for you to have what you actually want. There's nothing about your experience, about the manifestation of your experience, that is inherently wrong. We understand that there are plenty of things that you judge and you don't like. And you say, this is not worthy of me, or this is not something that I should be having or experiencing. But that's your discernment of your experience. That's you sculpting and whittling away at physical reality in order to make it be more and more and more of what you want it to become. If you can remember that as well, not only that everything is an expression of unconditional love, but also that your like and dislike, your affinity for and your distaste of any one thing, person, situation, experience, that's actually exactly right as well, because you are creating your reality. You are manifesting your reality in spectacular ways. And there is nothing missing from this story of who you are and who you are becoming through the manifestations of your experience. And that is a third thing that we would suggest that you remember, or at least think about. And that is that your physical reality, while you think it has some objective qualities that are shared by other people, you see something and you hear someone else talking about the same thing, and you both agree that it is what it is. And so, ergo, you think, well, that must mean that physical reality is like that. That's the way it is, and that's the way it will be, and that's the way it shall be. And that's just the way that it is. But in fact, that's not at all the case. Your physical reality is highly unique to you, and it has no permanency other than the permanency that you believe it has. You see, in order to really experience instant manifestation from a deliberate perspective, deciding that you can have what you actually want because you want it, means probably being simultaneously a little bit more flexible with what you think is possible, while at the same time honoring the clarity of your focus that arises from what you like and don't like. Judging yourself for wanting one thing or another makes any type of manifestation into physical reality rather convoluted and difficult. It's something you're very familiar with. It's not something that's odd or strange or that you've never really thought of or heard of. Because you are very aware, undoubtedly, even as we're speaking of these things, of the ways in which you tend to judge your reality and you make yourself right or wrong based upon what you think you should be doing or think you should be having. And as you well know, that's not terribly helpful, but that's no surprise to you, undoubtedly. Instant manifestation, this series, is not so much about getting everything that you want immediately. It's more about realizing how much you have already. Because all manifestation is instantaneous, and you have many, 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 many things that are coming into your reality now, instantly, based upon your desire. We'll be talking about those things as we go through this series, but the number one thing we can point to is your breath. One of the single most important aspects of physical manifestation is your ability to breathe in and out. And not just your ability to breathe in and out, but your ability to have the kind of physical experience that breath is for. It's for the cleansing of the gases that are in your body. You breathe in oxygen, nitrogen, and you breathe out carbon dioxide. You exchange what is wanted for what is not wanted. Now, by the time you breathe it out, it becomes something wanted for something else, like the plant that is sitting next to you. But it is your breath that is where you can see instant manifestation in action. Now you think, well, that's just the way my lungs work. That's just the way my diaphragm works. My diaphragm squeezes my lungs together and then lets them relax, and the muscles in my body make this possible, and it's really simple. I don't have to do anything. And that's exactly right. You don't have to remember to breathe in order to breathe. And that's a very delicious thing, something we wouldn't change if we were in your shoes. It's also quite wonderful when you do remember to breathe. But it isn't necessary. However, instant manifestation is going on constantly. The primary instant manifestation that's occurring is that, the one that is in fact most significant, is that with each breath, you're putting oxygen and nitrogen into your bloodstream, and you're doing so quite amazingly. It would astonish you if you could really understand the complex nature of that experience. But yet it is something that is there, it's always happening, and you're constantly, constantly experiencing that instantly as a manifestation. You would know very quickly, within a matter of seconds, if it wasn't happening. You can't live for very long without that exchange of gases. It's something that is important to the functioning of your body. So, anytime you're wondering, am I really experiencing instant manifestation? Turn to your breath. And as such, we want to remind you that it is your noticing of ideas that brings them more prominently into focus and makes them more habitual and normal. So it is our suggestion, as we bring this first delicious conversation to a close, that you do spend some time noticing today not only how breath is an instant manifestation, but really ask yourself the question, what other things do I experience in my life that are instant manifestations? And here's one that we know you will probably understand once we explain it. At least you'll understand the metaphysics, even if you don't quite believe what it means physically. And that is, what is behind every closed door? What is behind every curtain? What is behind everything that you cannot physically see? Once you position yourself to become aware of it in physical terms, it is actually an instant manifestation. So you could play with your refrigerator today and notice that every time you open the refrigerator door, there's an instant manifestation of the presence of what you are expecting to be behind that door. Because when you do not need it, it is not present. Your universe is extremely, extremely efficient that way. And while you have the perception, backed up with tremendous, tremendous, tremendous proof that you physically inhabit a big blue marble that rotates on its axis and moves around a very large star, and it has a moon that goes around and around and around and around. It's only when you think of this big blue marble in some way or another, when you bring your attention to it, that it exists in that form. All that you need for the physical experience of what you are expecting is what you have at any moment. This is very obvious when you are asleep and dreaming, but it may not be terribly obvious when you are awake. In fact, your waking experience is designed to mask the lack of consistency that, if you were truly aware of it, would probably be very, very, very uncomfortable. And we're not suggesting that you try to peek behind that curtain necessarily, but what we are suggesting is that you think about these things. Think about the fact that breath is instant manifestation of oxygen and nitrogen into your bloodstream, and the expulsion of carbon dioxide as you breathe out. think about the fact that when you open a door, that what is behind that door manifests instantaneously according to your expectation of what will actually happen. What we are inviting you to do today is to find evidence of instant manifestation. Now, in a way, we've gone from the sublime to the absurd. The sublime being your breath, which is obvious, present, constant, always there. To the absurd, which is, if you close the door, there's nothing behind the door until you open the door again. And certainly, from a certain logical perspective, in fact, from almost every logical perspective, that's an absolute absurd statement. But yet, we would posit that it is true, because of the efficiency of your physical universe. What we would also suggest is that there are other examples of instant manifestation in between those two. Some that are not nearly as immediate as breath, and others that are not nearly as way out there as the idea of a constantly moving physical reality, one that's constantly manifesting itself. We invite you to meditate on these things, to think on them, and to follow where your thoughts go, and see what happens. Ask yourself the question, what are some other examples of instant manifestation that are already occurring in my life? And what we would consider to be an instant manifestation would be this, that you have the thought or the desire to have something, and then you have it. No manifestation is actually exactly instantaneous. We like to say that there's always at least a 1 second delay. And 1 second doesn't mean anything specific. We just mean there's a pause. You have a thought, and the fastest that the manifestation can occur is about a second later. Now, that's not a measurable thing. Obviously, if you begin to measure these things, the whole system falls apart because the nature of objective measurement would cause the system to fail in your observation of it. And that's the other aspect of this. We are inviting you to suspend belief. Not the belief of anything in particular, but the belief that everything has to make sense in a linear fashion. That will trip you up with the idea of instant manifestation more quickly than almost anything else. This is a metaphysical conversation, all the way around. The logic, the linear aspects of manifested reality will not apply here. But we know that you understand these things, or else you would not have been attracted to this topic. And we very much look forward to the continuation of our conversations with you about this very delicious set of ideas. And until the next time that we are able to connect with each of you in all the ways that we so very much love to do, we do bid you all a very fond farewell.